Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chiste with the evening news. The headlines. Central government tables One Nation, One Election bill in Lok Sabha. ENPO temporarily accepts Centre's offer for Frontier Nagaland territory with executive, legislative and financial autonomy. Donor Ministry says North-East region saw sea change in connectivity sectors in 10 years. And advisor for CAWD and Texas, Kudecho Kamo, reaffirms government's commitment to promote sports. And now the news in detail. The bills related to One Nation, One Election have been introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Opposition sought division of votes as Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the motion to introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024 in the House. 269 members have voted in favour of the introduction of the bill and 198 against it.
To move for leave to introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 further to amend the Constitution of India, I wish to move for leave to introduce the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024 further to amend the Government of Union Territories Act 1963, the Government of National Capital Territory of Delhi Act 1991 and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Act 2019.
Opposition parties including Congress, TMC, Samajwadi Party, DMK, Shiv Sena, UBT, CPIM and others oppose the introduction of the bills, terming it as an attack on basic structure of the constitution. They demanded to send the bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny. Mr. Meghwal rejected the opposition party's allegations, saying that these bills are not against basic structure of the constitution. He proposed to send these bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee. Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, has temporarily accepted the Government of India's offer for Frontier Nagaland Territory, FNT, with executive, legislative and financial autonomy. ENPO announced its decision following the tripartite meeting on December 13th in New Delhi. During the meeting, the ENPO delegation reiterated its unwavering stance on the demand for a separate state, Frontier Nagaland. However, considering the difficulties currently facing the government of India, ENPO said it temporarily accepted the unique arrangement proposed for FNT. Noting that the ongoing negotiation is at an advanced stage, ENPO expressed hope that the government of India will fulfill its FNT proposal in the interest of the people of Eastern Nagaland. It also expressed confidence that Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Nagaland Chief Minister Nipu Rio will honour the statement declared on 20th February 2023 at Mon Town and on 21st February 2023 at Tuen Sang Town on materialising ENPO issues with full cooperation from the state government once the NDPP-BJP government comes to power. The parties decided to hold the next round of tripartite meeting by the second week of January 2025 to discuss certain unresolved issues. Secretary Development of Northeastern Region, Donor Ministry Chanchal Kumar said, the 8 states of the Northeastern Region witnessed a sea change in connectivity sectors during the past 10 years. Mr. Kumar said, over the last 10 years, connectivity of the Northeastern region has been transformed, whether it's roads, rail, air, water and digital links reaching even the most remote areas. He was addressing the Northeast Trade and Investment Roadshow in Mumbai yesterday, noting that the Northeastern states have tailored attractive policies aligned with the central government to encourage investment. Mr. Kumar urged investors to explore the immense potential of the region. Addressing the roadshow, Donor Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia said, there is a huge market for the Northeastern states and Southeast Asian countries, and the region has huge untapped resources, including hydro power. The General Officer Commanding GOC of the Spear Corps of Indian Army, Lieutenant General Abhijit S., Pendharkar today visited the ongoing Special National Integration Camp organized by the National Cadet Corps and CC at Wakha District. Addressing the cadets, the GOC commended their discipline, enthusiasm and commitment to national integration. He emphasized the critical role of youth in shaping the future of the nation and lauded the NCC's contribution in nurturing leadership, character and a spirit of service among young citizens.
Part of the visit, the GOC also inaugurated the Nagaland State Day celebrations at the camp. They even showcased the rich cultural heritage of Nagaland, featuring traditional dances, music and exhibitions that highlighted the state's unique identity and contributions to the nations. The vibrant celebration provided an opportunity for the cadets to experience and appreciate the diversity of India's northeast region. For Akashvani News Kohima, Johanna reporting from Wakha.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. An awareness cum enrollment camp for the Chief Minister Health Insurance Scheme CMHIS targeting accredited journalists has been held in Dimapur today. The camp was organized by the Directorate of Information and Public Relations in collaboration with the Department of Health and Family Welfare to facilitate the registration and card generation process for accredited journalists. Addressing the event, Joint CEO of the National Health Protection Scheme, Dr. Kika Longkuma, emphasized the significant role of journalists in bridging the gap between government schemes and the public. NHPS officials guided the journalists on the registration and card generation process, including the steps to disable and reactivate cards as needed. The CMHIS aims to cover accredited journalists with at least 3 years of experience under the Working Journalist Act 1955. The enrollment camp was also held for Kohima accredited journalists yesterday. Additional Superintendent of Police and PRO Mokokchun has enforced traffic regulations in view of the M-Fest 2024 in Mokokchun starting today till 19th of December. The traffic regulations are being imposed from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. on all 3 days. According to the traffic advisory, all vehicles coming from Kumlong and Aungza Ward is been diverted from DEO Junction towards SBI Bazaar branch. The regulations also ordered no entry from SBI Bazaar branch towards Kumlong and Aungza Ward, while one-way traffic from Im Kong Mern Sports Complex Junction to DEO. Parking is earmarked at Multipurpose Sports Complex, Badminton Stadium, P. Shilu Park and Assam Rifles Ground. Ambulance and other emergency vehicles are exempted. The 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha, the unique interactive program of Prime Minister Narendra Modi with students, teachers and parents will be conducted in January next year at Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi. Nagaland School Education Department said in order to select participants for the program, an online multiple choice question competition is being conducted online at the Innovate India One website for students of classes 6 to 12, teachers and parents. The competition will go on till 14th January. The department has directed all heads of all schools functioning within the state to promote the initiative. Advisor for CAWD and Texas, Kudecho Kamo, today reaffirmed the government's commitment for promotion of sports and sportsperson. Addressing the 37th Games and Sports of the Thipuzu Youth Organization meet in Pak District, he said the Nagaland Olympic Association is committed to promoting talented youth in sports by providing them with a platform and training besides hosting various regional and national sports events. The sports meet will culminate on December 20th. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Central government tables One Nation, One Election bill in Lok Sabha. ENPO temporarily accepts Centre's offer for Frontier Nagaland Territory with executive, legislative and financial autonomy. Donor Ministry says Northeast region saw sea change in connectivity sectors in 10 years. and advisor for CAWD and Texas, Kudecho Kamo, reaffirms government's commitment to promote sports. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.